Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the 12th week in Ordinary Time, June 23rd, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces.'" There are sayings of Jesus that comfort us immediately. There are others that unsettle us before they heal us. This one is one of those gospel passages. At first hearing the word sound harsh, Jesus, who welcomed sinners, ate with outcasts, and forgave his enemies, now speaks about dogs and pigs, about pearls cast away, and holiness rejected. We may wonder, what does this mean for a disciple called to love everyone? The contemplative tradition of the church invites us to sit quietly with difficult words rather than rush past them. Beneath the sharp imagery is not condemnation, but wisdom. Jesus is teaching his disciples about the sacredness of grace and the tenderness of the human soul. A pearl is something formed slowly in hiddenness. It begins with irritation, even woundedness. Through time becomes something luminous. So too the deepest work of God within us. Prayer, conversion, trust, mercy, suffering offered in love. These become pearls in the heart. Not every space is ready to receive them. Jesus is not telling us to despise others. He is teaching discernment. There are moments when holy things are mocked, manipulated, or violently rejected. There are relationships in which vulnerability is crushed instead of cherished. There are conversations where truth is not sought, only argument. In such moments, Christ teaches his disciples not naivete, but wisdom. St. John of the Cross once wrote that God speaks most deeply in silence. The soul must become receptive. A hardened heart cannot yet receive what is delicate and sacred. Seeds scattered on rock cannot root. Pearls thrown into mud disappear. Most of us learn this painfully. You once shared something holy from your life, a conversation, a grief, a moment of prayer, only to have someone ridicule it. Perhaps you offered forgiveness and there met with contempt. Perhaps you tried repeatedly to force faith upon someone who simply was not ready to hear. Time we begin to understand. Love does not always mean pouring ourselves out indiscriminately. Sometimes love waits. Sometimes it prays gently. Sometimes it entrusts another person to God instead of trying to rescue them ourselves. Jesus himself practiced this. Before Pilate, he often remained silent. Before Herod, he refused spectacle. Even the Son of God did not explain himself endlessly to those committed to misunderstanding him. There is a humility in knowing we cannot force openness, conversion, or reverence. Only grace can soften the soul of the heart. Yet this gospel also turns inward towards us. Before asking whether others are ready for the pearl, we must ask whether we ourselves recognize what is holy. How often do we trample grace through distraction, cynicism, or spiritual carelessness? How often do we treat prayer casually while chasing lesser things with intensity? Often does Christ place pearls before us. Christ, Scripture, silence, mercy, community, and we barely notice. The contemplative life begins when we realize that God is constantly offering us treasures hidden in ordinary moments. A quiet morning prayer, a child's trust, a tear shed honestly before God, a difficult reconciliation, a moment of silence in church before Mass begins. All pearls. The saints knew this well. They guarded the interior life carefully, not secretively, but reverently. They understood that intimacy with God grows in protected places, like a candle sheltered from a strong wind. In our loud and performative world, nearly everything is displayed publicly. Opinions are shouted instantly. Sacred experiences are often reduced to content. But some things lose their beauty when exposed too quickly. Some graces mature only in hiddenness. Mary understood this deeply. The Gospel says she kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. She did not rush to explain every mystery. She allowed grace to deepen quietly within her. Perhaps today Jesus invites us to do the same, to protect what is holy within us. Do not waste our soul trying to convince every resistant voice. We don't throw away our peace in endless conflict. We guard prayer, guard tenderness, guard silence. Guard the fragile beginnings of grace. At the same time, ask God to soften our own hearts so that we may recognize the pearls he places before us each day. For the kingdom often arrives quietly, not as spectacle, not as force, as a pearl hidden in the field of an ordinary day, waiting for a receptive heart. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you know the hidden places of the heart. Teach me to recognize what is sacred and to treat your gifts with reverence. Give me wisdom to know when you speak and when to remain silent, when to offer, to wait, when to act, and when to entrust others into your hands. Protect the fragile work of grace within me. Do not let cynicism, distraction, or fear burden my heart. Make me receptive to the pearls you place before me each day. Your presence in prayer, your voice in Scripture, your love in the Eucharist, your face in those I encounter. May my soul become quiet enough to treasure what is holy, and humble enough to receive it with gratitude. If you found a blessing in this reflection and prayer today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each day when we take a look at a passage from Scripture and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. Bless you today and keep you safe.